Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We always enjoy our visits with Stan McNeil of Cardinals Magazine, who joins us now on the Celebrity Line here on 101 ESPN. Stan, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm ready to go. I've got a question for you guys. See if how alert you are this morning. This
I'm ready.
A little Cardinals trivia. I know how sharp you guys are. Danny Mac will probably get this.
Fernando Tatis.
The question is, since 2000, there have been two Cardinals starting pitchers to average 10 strikeouts per nine innings for a season. They were Cardinal starters for the whole season, qualified for the ERA title. So since 2000, two Cardinal pitchers, 10K per nine innings. Who you got?
I'm going to go Lance Lynn is one of them, and I'm going to go with Carp with the other.
Carp, how about Matty Moe?
Nope.
All right. Why don't you give us the answer, Stan?
I was going to say Lynn as well, just because of Lynn last night.
No, Lance was, he's in the eights, but you have two guys, Jack Flaherty in 2019 and Rick Van Keel in the year 2000.
There you go.
Right at 10 per 9.
So
there you go. And only one other guy averaged 9 per 9. If you want to take a stab at that, or you want me to just give it to you?
We'll take that one, too.
That was Carlos Martinez, and he did that twice.
Wow.
I forgot about Carlos.
Yeah.
So yeah.
If you go that one guy had 9-plus for two seasons, we go a long way before we get to Carlos. So, Stan, it's good to see the Cardinals break out a little bit. Yes, they only scored 5 last night, but the big boys, well, you had the home run from Goldie, you had the home run from Gorman, and if the Cardinals are going to succeed, those are going to be two of the key players.
It's as simple as that, absolutely. And, you know, for me, one of the probably the most encouraging thing about last night was Gorman's home run was off a lefty. And, man, he just crushed that thing. Good to see some smiles down there.
Yeah, it looked like it was very much needed, especially for Paul Goldschmidt, too. What did you see from him last night and for him to be able to just finally get that solo home run?
You know, I'm not sure I saw him smile after he hit that home run. I was really looking for that, and I was thinking, like, okay, Goldie, now you might want to smile. But now from what I saw, he just, same old Goldie, very stoic, very calm, running the bases, just doing his job. And, you know, talking with him after Sunday, he's just Goldie. He says, I know, he knows. Obviously, I haven't been doing my job. All I can do is try harder and continue to work. And, that's what he's going to do, and we'll just have to wait and see how that, what kind of production that results in.
Stan, what's it been like down there? Is it tight, or are guys still fairly relaxed because it's so early in the season?
You know, I think it's more relaxed, but you can kind of see it changing a little bit. You know, I mean, this was a 4-game losing streak going into yesterday, so yeah, a little bit, but no, it's still very early. I know Wilson, after Sunday's loss, was like, no frustration, not yet. Way too early for that, and way too much belief in these guys to know that they're gonna turn it around.
Hey, Stan, last night, again, the Cardinals get a few, let's look at it this way, more innings out of Lance Lynn than they were getting out of their starters at this time last year. Do you think it's working with Gray, Lynn, Gibson?
Well, so far, I mean, except you take away a couple of bad innings, and those guys have been they've been strong. You know, I mean, Sonny Gray, particularly, has been at least as good as advertised, if you ask me. And Gibson and Lance have both come in and delivered kind of like exactly like Mo expected them to so far.
And the bullpen too has been another highlight for the team this season, right?
Oh, the bullpen, yeah. I mean, you're looking at guys like Andrew Kittredge and Ryan Fernandez. I mean, the bullpen just feels tighter now. I mean, you can go – I mean, you put Kittredge out an inning. And, you know, I think Ryan Fernandez, he's a guy, young guy. We're just kind of watching him grow into a role. We're not even sure what it's going to be, but it's clear that Ollie is developing more trust in him, and he's got, you know, got a wipeout slider and good stuff.
How concerned, Stan, I know you follow the game for a long, long time, and you're down there every day, but how concerned do you think the Cardinals are right now with the start of Jordan Walker?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, the past couple of days, we have not seen him in the lineup or even as a pinch hitter when you could. So, you know, I think that there must be a little bit of concern. But in terms of this, you know, this is right the time of last year when he got sent down. And when he got sent down last year, his numbers were a lot better than they are today. I'm not saying that's going to happen again. But, you know, when Jordan, I think, still has some time. But when we see Dylan Carlson come back and he's kind of getting closer, when he comes back, you know, somebody's going to have to go. And Jordan, I think it looks like to me that they're basing some of his playing time now on production, not just development, if that makes any sense. So it's a key stretch for him, I think.
Stan, what do you have in the great Cardinals magazine this edition?
Well, we've had two editions so far this year, and our cover topic for the one coming into the season was Jordan Walker. So we're not claiming a cover jinx or anything there yet. Now, we looked at Jordan, and not just that, you know, this is a young guy who's not just growing on the field, but he's kind of taking his game off the field. You know, his agent is Amber Sabathia, CC Sabathia's wife, and they have big plans for Jordan to kind of become more involved in the community and kind of step up this season. And, you know, this was all done in the off season, so we'll see how it plays out. Now with Jordan, you know, I know his focus is on the game this year, but now we took a look at Jordan. He's on the cover. And then the other cover story was Sonny Gray coming into spring training. And I wrote that story based on Sonny's high school career, his high school days. I mean, this guy is a legend in Smyrna, Tennessee. I don't know how much you've heard about his upbringing, but there's some great stories if you'd like to hear one or two of them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when Sonny, this is kind of a sad story, but Sonny had just started ninth grade at Smyrna, just started a new school, playing on the freshman football team. It was kind of the end of August. His father worked two jobs because they, you know, they're middle-class family, worked two jobs. He was driving home from his second job one night and was in a car wreck and died the next day. And they were the family, Sonny's two sisters and his mom, their support circle. By this time, Sonny already was kind of known at Smyrna, so some of the varsity coaches are there. They're deciding, you know, the decision was made to take Sonny's father off life support, and the adults are kind of talking about, okay, what do we do now, you know? And Sonny's kind of overhearing them, and he says, well, I've got to go to school today because there's a football game tonight. And if I don't go to school, I can't play in the football game tonight. And everybody, the adults go, oh, hey, you don't need to be thinking about football right now. You know, no, you don't need to worry about that. And Sonny told me, he stepped back and he goes, looked at everybody and goes, what would my daddy want me to do? You know, and so everybody kind of changes. Sonny ends up playing in the football game, throws four touchdown passes. That night, the team wins, and it's kind of the legend of Sonny Gray was born that day.
It's a movie.
You know, and that's only one of them. I mean, when he was a two-time state champion as a quarterback, and the first time, I mean, in his school, Smyrna had never won a state championship. When he was, when Sonny was a junior, they lost to their kind of the powerhouse rival, neighborhood powerhouse rival by like 50 points or something in October. Then the next month they're playing them in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, and Sonny throws a touchdown pass, puts Smyrna in the lead by a couple points midway through the fourth quarter. Then he throws an interception, and before the game, the coach, the story goes, had gone around the in his pregame speech was, I believe, You know, he just told his guys, I believe, because a month earlier they had gotten blown out by this team, but now he's just, I believe. So Sonny throws this touchdown pass in the fourth quarter. Smyrna has to hold him. The coach looks over, and Sonny's walking up and down the sideline saying, I believe, you know. So the team misses the field goal. Smyrna wins, and for the next 2 weeks, I believe signs are all over Smyrna High School as they go and kind of complete their run for the state championship.
Looks, sounds like a very compelling story, and we'll check it out, Stan. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great day, and go Cardinals.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. Stan McNeil, Cardinals Magazine, with us on 101 ESPN.